Welcome back to another episode of Bless the She That Believe. And we are in season 4, episode 42, y'all. Oh my gosh, we're getting ready to go into a new season. That I felt like that was prophetic a little bit there. Okay, Holy Spirit is popping off already. Getting ready to go into a new season. Wait a minute. We starting already with the introduction. Oh my gosh. Like, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh my gosh. I don't know about y'all, but I felt something when I said that. And it didn't feel like, I know a lot of people are like, is this my season? No, that felt prophetic. Like, we're getting ready to go into a new season. Well, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. Let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer, because I don't even know what to say after that. We'll just go. Hey, look, that was the whole podcast right there. We're going to shut this down. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you, Father God, for your word going forth. Lord, let your word fall on good ground. Father God, just come against all distractions, disruptions, hindrances. Father, let your word go forth without any delay, without any holdups. Father, I thank you right now for allowing us to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, Father. I thank you so much for the strength and the power that you have given us through your son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Ooh, that was, okay then. I received that in Jesus' name. So, okay. So y'all, it is 8:34 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And y'all, let me tell you something. I had just cozied up to watch a movie on my TV. Got one more chicken wing. Got my little food box. Brunswick has a food truck park. And today was like the grand opening. Like, they've been open for about a month or two now, but it was like a big deal to be there today. Y'all, I had to stop. I'm gonna shout out Shake It Up Milkshake. They do gourmet milkshakes, y'all. Like, it's a sin and a shame. Okay, it's a sin and a shame, but them things are so good. I got a s'mores milkshake. And I went to Smoke King's barbecue. Shouts out to Smoke King's. They had, oh my gosh, he had brisket, he had ribs, he had turkey legs. I got the chicken wings, collard greens, and loaded baked beans, y'all. Let me tell you something, I ate three wings. I took like two or three bites of the collard greens and the baked beans. And I had three chicken wings, and I took like two or three bites of the collard greens and the baked beans, and I was done. I was out. I had that milkshake. I drank that milkshake while I was waiting for my food. And I got home. I was like, I can't even eat. Like, I'm just going to taste everything. Y'all. So I just went in and got one more little chicken wing. And I was like, that'll last me for like next 2 days. Seriously. Because I can't even eat like that, like, anymore. But food was delicious as always. That was my first time going to Shake It Up in a long time. He even said, where you been? You ain't even been up here. Said, I'm trying to lose weight. So I'm trying not to be a Big Mac, but I wanted a milkshake before the year is over with. So, it was great. It's great. Shouts out to the Galley Food Truck Park in Brunswick, Georgia. If you are visiting Brunswick, the food truck park on Highway 17, it is going to be amazing. It's going to bless your spirit. Also, Bill Duckworth houses a lot of the food truck vendors. Don Q, Robin's Nest. It's a Mexican food truck. I can't pronounce it, but it's in a white. It's a white. And they had a nice food truck too. That thing big. It's like a mobile home almost. It's so big. But they're out there a lot. Maddie's Lemonade. Oh my gosh. I love Maddie's Lemonade. She and her family. She's a little girl. And she and her family be out there doing a thing in the lemonade. And they have these rice bowls. My gosh. Oh my gosh. That thing is so good. Like y'all, I'm a Big Mac. Like I love to eat. Like I love food. So anyway, if you ever visit Brunswick, we got y'all on the food. Like we in the South, we know how we can. We gonna fix some food. R&R shrimp, B&J's seafood when they come out. Like we gonna hook you up with the food. You ain't never gotta worry about if you gonna have some good food in Brunswick, Georgia. You gonna eat. You're gonna eat. So yeah. So I came home, took a nap. I was kind of comatose after that. And I woke up, you know, had to go to the store, pick some stuff up, you know, fed my dog, took her out. And by the time we got back in the house, I was like, okay, time to watch a movie. And, you know, I went to go get that last piece, one more piece of chicken. And I said, hold up. I didn't do my podcast. It's like, oh my gosh. Y'all, I overslept this morning. Like, I have been sick all week. Like, from Monday, I did my birthday photo shoot Monday, right? I woke up feeling weird. I said, I do not feel right. But I was like, I got to get this photo shoot. I done paid for this, you know, spot and everything. My homegirl went with me and did my photo shoot. I was struggling. I was fighting for my life driving home, y'all. Got home, I was in the bed from Monday all the way up until like yesterday. So yesterday was Saturday. So it wasn't the flu, it wasn't COVID. They just put me on some steroids. Like my whole left side, I had lymph node, like swollen glands. Like it was crazy. It was crazy. So yeah, I don't know what it was, but I'm praising the Lord that I'm here. I'm declaring health over my body in the mighty name of Jesus. So we're just going to keep it moving. And of course, still resting, doing my best to stay hydrated, taking medicine, drinking tea, all of that stuff. So yeah, that's what my week has been like. That's what my week has been like. And praise God, my voice is back because my voice was going out today. And I overslept. The alarm was going off, you know, because we on break. So it was like the alarm going off. Cut that off. Like, not even realizing it was Sunday. I took some cough syrup. That cough syrup, let me tell y'all something. That cough syrup had me out. It was a prescribed cough syrup. I took it too late in the night. I took it too late for me not to be able to sleep it off, you know, and then have to wake up early for church. Y'all, I was late to church this morning. I missed all of Sunday school. I was struggling, but praise God. So that's been my week. I was mad, but I know there is a reason for everything. God allows things to happen for a reason. Nothing happens without God's allowance of it. So, we're going to actually talk about that too. So I felt the Holy Spirit leading me to, share my testimony on Facebook. Y'all have already heard it because I talk about it on here so much. And but a lot of people who are my friends on Facebook still don't even realize that I have a podcast. Bless their hearts. I don't know how many times I gotta tell people. It's like, I have a podcast. I didn't know you had a podcast. Like I post about it all the time. I'm always posting about my podcast. I don't see you posting about your... Oh my gosh, y'all. Yes, I have a podcast. So I shared on there about what I've been through for the past 2 to 3 years. About losing an ovary. And then I think I went into detail with y'all about how I... was supposed to have a procedure this year, but the Lord healed my body. And, excuse me, y'all, sorry. The Lord healed my body and, everything was eradicated. Like there was no more precancer cells or anything like that for me to have a procedure. If I would have had a procedure, it would have made it like nearly impossible for me to carry babies naturally. And, it's been hard. Not even gonna lie, it's been hard. And I titled this episode, We Overcome. The scripture is in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And it says, some stuff after that. I just know the first part. I got to do better. But I hold on to that first part because it says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I don't know how, if y'all realize how important testimonies are, but testimonies are so important in the body of Christ because a lot of times we may be going through something that somebody else is also going through, or we may have already gone through something that somebody is now walking through. And the Apostle Paul tells us in it may be 2 Corinthians, now that I'm thinking about it. And I've actually talked about this before on a podcast. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I'm waiting for it to load. It was 2 Corinthians, but it was chapter 1. I was all the way in chapter 6, y'all, trying to find it. Comfort and tribulation is what the heading is for this particular Bible. They put headings. I appreciate the headings. But first, it's 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse 3, it starts, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." That sounds like a whole flow remix thing, okay? Basically, what it's saying is, we praise God, our Heavenly Father, who comforts us when we're going through tribulation, when we're going through hard things, because with that same comfort he gives to us that he pours into us, we can then pour into other people who are also going through hard things. So we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. It's the word. It's like, our words have so much power, and we don't even realize, like, God formed this whole world with his words. Like, words are powerful, and we don't really believe how powerful our words are. We could literally alter the course of our lives with our words. I remember when the Holy Spirit, when I first started encountering the presence of God and the Holy Spirit, and the Lord spoke to me through his Holy Spirit and said, "Your words are so powerful." I remember he spoke to me about my husband, and he said, I couldn't bring him to you because your words would have killed the relationship. I was like messed up from that. I still remember him saying, he said, "You would have killed your relationship with how your words were." Because at that time, I was hurting. I didn't even know that was the very beginning of my healing journey, of my deliverance journey. And so the Lord, I remember that. That was September 2018. I was still living at my parents' house. And I had an encounter with the Lord like I had never had before. It felt like he just literally came and sat next to me on the floor of my bedroom. And it's like I was overwhelmed with his presence. And he just filled me up with so much love. I had a glow on my face. It's a picture that I have. And it's so funny because in the picture is somebody that I do not associate with anymore. But it's a glow on me, and that's why I keep the picture, because I'm like, I will never forget that encounter that I had with the Lord, and it was 2 months prior to me taking that picture, and it's like you could still see the presence of God on my face. Like, you could still see that glow. And I remember the Holy Spirit was just telling me things about myself, like I had just gone through purging out my family bloodline and clearing stuff out, because I had just learned about praying over your bloodline and getting things done, like getting things out of your bloodline and praying over your children. And so I had just gone through all of that, and the Lord just fell on me so heavy. And he said, you couldn't, he said, I couldn't sing your husband because you would have killed the relationship with your words. Your words are powerful. And I don't believe we believe that about our words, even though the Bible tells us several thousand ways, several thousand times, like your words, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. Like, speak life, you know, like it's so many different verses in the Bible that's telling us about what we're speaking. Like, even the Bible tells us about how our tongue is unruly. No man can tame it. And how bitter water and sweet water coming from the same fountain, it ought to not be so. Like, it shouldn't be death and life coming out of your tongue. It should be one or the other. It shouldn't be both. You can't get bitter and sweet water from the same fountain. Like, the Bible tells us about it. Like, so we really don't, I really feel like we don't believe what the word says about our words, but our words are so powerful. So you have to be careful what you say about yourself, because you will literally shorten your life with what you say about yourself. You will literally put yourself on you will put yourself on a trajectory not meant for you based off of what you say about yourself. And that's a plot and plan of the enemy to get you to speak curses and death of yourself. I told y'all about how person I don't associate with anymore, she kicked me out her wedding. I told y'all that whole story. And how her friend, who I really truly believe was a witch, she tried to curse me, and she ended up cursing herself. That demon was so strong on her, she ended up cursing herself. She said, "Too bad I won't live to see it." That's not how that phrase goes. That phrase goes, "Too bad you won't live to see it," or "Too bad you won't be around to see it." She said, "Too bad I won't be around to, too bad I won't live to see it." She spoke that over herself, and guess what? She ended up dying in a car accident a couple of years after she said that. Like, it's not a game. It's not a game. You have to be careful what you say about yourself. You got to be careful what you say about other people. You have to be careful. Our words are powerful. So, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. In church services, I don't know about y'all's church services or whatever, but I know in my church service, like, we will have times where people share testimonies. And those testimonies are so powerful because they are comforting us. They are glorifying God. And we get to praise God with our brothers and sisters in Christ for what God has done in their life and what he has brought them through. And it's so many testimonies inside of people walking around you, sitting next to you, on the bus next to you, at the grocery store. It's so many testimonies walking around, but nobody wants to share a testimony. The enemy keeps our mouths shut. Why? Because we're afraid of what people are going to think. I don't care what y'all think about me. I'll be completely honest. I mean, obviously I don't, because I'm on a podcast sharing all of my stuff. So I obviously don't care, because I've got to give God the glory and the praise. God gave me a gift of talking. I don't know why he would do that, but he obviously needed me to do this podcast to bring glory, honor, and praise. I don't know. I will never know how many lives this podcast has touched. I will never. That's not my thing. I don't care to know, because it's him using me, giving me the words to speak, to share my testimony with y'all. And I pray that it blesses you. I pray that it convicts you. I pray that it inspires you to seek him and to have a relationship with him and pursue him. I told y'all, I have students who, my students will have found my podcast and they listen to it, and I tell them, don't do that. But they don't want to listen until they hear something that they don't want to hear. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have listened to it. Well, hey, it is what it is. You know, it's the reason I don't want y'all to listen to my podcast. It's because y'all, you don't need to hear this right now. But hey, you here now, so God bless you. But but I mean, I have gone through some hard stuff. And even if it's some things that you will never ever experience, and I pray that you don't have to experience it, you're gonna go through some stuff that I may never ever experience. You may have to go through, I don't know. You may have to go through some stuff that I probably could never go through, because it would kill me to go through it. Like, some of y'all couldn't have gone through the stuff that I went through because it would have killed you to go through it. There are some things that some people go through. We could not go through it, and God knows that. That's why that's their walk. That's why we have a walk to walk. We have our own personal walk that God designed for us to go through because it's specifically for us, because he put something inside of us to help us go through the hard things that we got to go through. That's why when we look at other people's lives, we look at people on social media, like I'm fasting social media until the end of the year. I'm done with social media until the end of the year. I need to log off of TikTok, but I had to do my little video before I log off. But we look at social media, we're only seeing a snapshot of what those people want us to see. We don't know what they're going through. You're envious of a celebrity relationship. Why? He's probably beating the crap out of her every single night. Or they're probably cheating on each other. So you want, they're talking about hashtag relationship goals. I don't want nobody relationship. I want the relationship God has for me. I don't want to be in a relationship like so-and-so over there. I don't know what they got to go through behind closed doors. And they're not going to tell you because that's their relationship. So it's a lot of times we look at other people's lives and we're envious of something that we don't know anything about. That's not our life. That's not the life God designed for us. The life that God designed for us, even though it's messy and it's something that we deem as imperfect, it's beautiful in the sight of God because he designed it for us to walk. And no matter what the enemy has planned or plotted or schemed for us in this life, God is still going to get the glory and he's going to bring us through it if you trust him with your life. You got to give your life to Jesus in order for Jesus to get the victory in yours. That's a word. Let me write that down real quick. Because that was good. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I'm going to say it one more time. I'm going to clean that up because I'm an English teacher. You got to trust Jesus with your life in order for him to get the victory in yours. Sorry, y'all. I write slow. Slow and sloppy. But you got to trust Jesus with your life in order for him to get the victory in yours. That's the only way that's going to happen. And how do we get the victory? We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And like I said, Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, he's telling us that God pours his comfort into our lives when we're going through, so that way we can take that same comfort that he has given us and pour it into the lives of others when they go through challenges that are like what we've gone through. Think about how comforting that is to talk to your parents about situations that you're going through. And they say, yeah, I remember when I went through that at your age. What? That's the most comforting thing that I could ever, y'all, as an adult, being able to sit and talk to my mom about some of the stuff that I'm going through, some of the struggles that I'm going through. And she said, I struggle with that. I know exactly what you're talking about because I struggle with that. I dealt with that. Y'all, it blesses me. It blesses me. That's why, like, your parents, don't ever take your parents for granted. Don't ever think they don't understand what you're going through. They are the original version of you. You are just a copy and pasted version. You are the copy and paste of them. Okay. They are the original and you are the copy and pasted. You and your siblings. Okay. Go to your parents. They know. They may not have the background. They may not have the scholarly examples, but they know what those feelings are. They know what you're going through. That is so comforting. To talk to somebody with wisdom who's already walked the walk that you're walking, and they can help you, they can guide you through it, especially if they know the Lord, because then they can bring the word of God into it and they can pray with you through it. In verse 5 of chapter 1 of 2 Corinthians, he says, "For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ." The sufferings of Christ, the passion of Christ, that hurt, that pain that we go through, they abound in us. But as they abound, so does the comfort that we receive from God. As much trouble and pain that we got to go through, he pours that much comfort into us, and maybe even some more, to help us get through it. And verse 6, "And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the suffering, so shall you be also of the consolation." When we are afflicted, it's for your good. It's for your benefit. When I go through hardships, when the Lord brought me through this year, and my doctor said, "Everything's fine. Everything's clear." When the Lord brought me through that, I said, "Who is this for? Because this ain't just for me. Who is going through something that needs to know about the love and power of God, and how he can take a situation that looks like it ain't never gonna happen for you and turn it into, yes, it is? Like, who needs this word? Who am I going through this for? Because I'm not just going through it for myself. Trees don't eat their fruit. An apple tree is not going to eat its own apples. The apples are for the benefit of others. The fruit that grows on trees, the pecans that grow on trees, whatever, all of that stuff, the grapes that grow on the vine, that's not for the plant. That's not for the tree. That's for us. The pain and the affliction that I go through as a believer in Christ, it's not just for me. It is for somebody else to see the glory of God in my life. It's for someone else. It's for the glory of God. And it's for somebody to trust in God. Because it's a lot of people who don't even know a lot of the stuff that I went through. They're just like, "Man, you look really good. You just glowing, your skin glowing." If you only knew what I went through to get this glow. If you only knew what I went through to look like this. The reason why I look like this is because this is the glory of God resting on me after going through the hell that I just went through. Okay, I just went through the furnace and came out not smelling like smoke, just having a glow. It's, y'all, I can't even explain to y'all. I talked about it on my live on Facebook. I said it's the blessing of having slow processing. The Lord blessed me with the gift of slow processing. Like, I can get word problems. Like, I can do schoolwork fast, but socialization stuff, like, I told them on Facebook live out today, I was like, it's so funny to me how people will snap on me or they'll say something slick to me, and it's like it don't really register in my head. No, I heard what you said, but it's going to take me a minute to process, and it might be like a day or two before it really hit me. And I'm like, that's the gift of slow processing the Lord gave me, because y'all, listen, it's the grace of God on your life. Because if the Lord allowed me to process what everybody said to me that was slick, the things that were said to me that was supposed to be like a derogatory remark or whatever like that, if the Lord allowed me to process that as fast as I process some other stuff, a lot of y'all would be in trouble. I would have had to apologize to a lot of people along the way. Once in a while, he'll allow me to catch it and I give it right back. He'll allow me to catch it and I give it right back and I just keep it moving. But a lot of times I don't catch this stuff, or either it takes me a minute to digest it And one example is what that I shared on a Facebook Live. So when I was going, like, this was towards the end of last year. It's a person that I am no longer associated with, because it's like, I can't call you a friend when you went for my jugular. And you know I'm vulnerable in that area. If you know I'm vulnerable in that area because you have you have access to me. We're in a relationship. We're friends. You know, we're in a friendship. It's like being in a relationship with, a spouse or a boyfriend or something like that. That person knows your vulnerabilities. They know where the areas that you're weak in. So if they know those areas that you're weak in, and y'all are having a disagreement or something, I should trust you. I should be able to trust you not to go to those weak areas of mine and try to take me out. Even though we may be having a disagreement, we may be butting heads, I should still be able to trust you that you're going to keep me safe and that I'm going to keep you safe. I'm not going to try to go below the belt. I'm not going to try and take you out. This person went for my jugular. And once you do that, I can't trust you because you tried to kill me. You know? So it's like not physically, not literally. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Like you went for a weak area and I don't feel safe around you. So anyway, this person, she felt like I was rude and disrespectful to her when she was being open about something going on with one of her children. She then says, I feel like you just don't understand because you don't have any kids because you're not a mother. And she said it in a way I could tell you really had a knife out and you went for the jugular. Okay. And it was honestly a very unnecessary comment. Like it didn't need to. All she could have said it like, I just feel like you don't understand I feel like you didn't understand where I was coming from and how serious I felt about that. Like how it was really weighing on me. She could have said something that of that nature, but I just feel like you don't understand because you're not a mother. Like, oh, okay. And I backed off of this person for months after that. Like, so we actually met up at the beginning of this year. And it was shortly after I got the initial report from my doctor that I was going to have this procedure. And if I had this procedure, I'm not going to be able to have kids, carry kids naturally or whatever like that. So when we met up again, I told her that. And it's like the look on her face when I told her what the doctor said, it's like she could have crawled under the table. And I was sitting there like, yeah. That's why we don't say stuff like what you said a couple of months ago. That's why we don't say things like that to people. I didn't tell her that, but that's what I was, you know, that was me in my head. Like, yeah, you feel dumb now, don't you? You know, that I wanted to say that, but the Holy Spirit was like, shut up. Like, okay. But, yeah, she felt that. She felt that. And so, yeah, we had that meetup or whatever. She never apologized for what she said. I kind of felt like she wanted me to bring it up. And I'm like, I'm not bringing that up because you're the one who said what you said. And you know you said something that you should apologize for, but you don't want to. So it was what it was. So anyway, I don't talk to the person anymore. But I said all that to say there are times where, like I said, I thank God for the slow processing. Because I could have said something real nasty to her, and I just thank God for the slow processing. So the slow processing speed for me is a blessing. Although sometimes I'm like, I wanted to say this, and the Holy Spirit is like, nah, you didn't need to say that. It's gonna come back. Like a lot of times we don't have to fight those battles. You know, you gotta pay attention to your words. Remember, we don't need to fight those battles. The Lord is going to work it out for us. He's going to allow them to see what it is. And a lot of times when they say the stuff or when they do the stuff, they already know they messed up. But the Lord says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. trust. He is going. Let me tell you something. When that girl tried to curse me, that grown woman tried to curse me and ended up shortening her life, and she's no longer here. I ain't ever got to question whether the Lord gonna repay. I ain't ever got to question whether vengeance is the Lord's. And here's the thing, he did not kill her. She shortened her own life by speaking that over her life. See, that's the thing. A lot of times we're sitting here like, why did God allow? You don't know what was going on. We shorten our own lives. God has an expected end for us, but it depends on what we're doing. Are we being obedient to the Lord? Are we speaking negative things? Are we shortening our own lives of what we say? Are we canceling out what God has promised us with what we're saying? Like, we really got to think, it ain't God. God is good. That's just who he is. He's good. So it ain't God. It's us. It is us. Tis us. So is anyway, like, use your words to comfort people. Use your words to heal people. Use your words to speak life into people, and not only to people, but to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be gentle to yourself. Show yourself some grace with your words. Like, stop beating yourself up with your words. The enemy loves to do that with us. Share your testimony with somebody. You ain't got to share all your testimony. I believe that's why we go through so many different challenges and trials and things like that in our lives, is so we can have different testimonies to share. We have something to share and relate to other people. Just share it. You know, that's spreading. That's preaching the gospel. That's preaching the gospel. Tell people how good God has been in your life. Even when it didn't look like God was good in your life, he was still good in your life. I said that today on that that Facebook Live. I said I was so distraught about how I had to lose an ovary that it didn't really dawn on me until months later. I could have died at any time between the time we found out it was a tumor on my ovary until the actual surgery, because the ovary had stretched from one side of my body to the other side of my body, and it was set to rupture. That's how big the tumor was. Y'all, I'm 6 feet tall. My abdomen is pretty big. It stretched from one side to the other. I wish they would have got the fat out when they went in, but he said that wasn't his job. I feel like you're lying, but whatever. It stretched from one side of my body to the other side of my body. It was covering up some of my organs. It got to the point that right before my surgery, I had to go to an appointment to my general practitioner. And they usually run blood work because of the thyroid, PCOS and stuff. So they try to make sure hormones and stuff like that. It was throwing off my numbers. They said, your numbers are off. What's going on? We need you to do it. I said, I'm getting ready to have surgery next week because I got toxicity in my body. They said, oh, yeah, that's right. You got that tumor in there. Like, oh, that's what it is. It was that bad. It was throwing everything. Everything was getting thrown off. So it's like, I didn't even and the doctor said, if it ruptures, we're not going to be able to get you to the hospital before. We're not. And God kept my body. He kept that thing from, whatever it was that made it start growing, he kept it at a point where it didn't get any bigger to the point where it could rupture. He gave me time. Like, oh my gosh. Like, when I sit here and think, he gave me time. He gave me time. I could have died between January and April of 2023. I could have died. And he gave me time. Y'all. So yeah, it could be like, why would God allow you to have to be molested as a little girl? And then you were raped in 2021. And then you had to lose an ovary in 2023. Let me tell you something. We live in a fallen world, and we have an adversary who is seeking to kill, steal, kill, and destroy. Seeking whom he may devour. I don't know why I had to go through all of that stuff. I don't know why. But guess what my purpose is here? My purpose here is to do his good pleasure. To do the Lord's good pleasure. In him I live and move and have my very being. I'm a vessel. And he uses me however he needs to use me. And sometimes, a lot of times, I don't like it. I don't like it. I want to do what I want to do, and I can't because he has need of me. And I have to make myself available to him. I have to fast. I have to pray. I have to seek his face and talk to him. I have to do those things to be used by him. Sometimes he calls me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I got to go to work in 3 hours. It doesn't matter. A lot of times I be ignoring that call. I'm sorry, Lord. I apologize right now. I'm sorry because I apologize. Like, sometimes he needs me to do something that's inconvenient to me, but it's not to him because he don't care. Like, do what I'm asking you to do. Okay. Like, going to Target after 7 o'clock at night when I've just walked off the second job, going to Target, getting a microphone, and then doing a podcast that very night, and I don't know what I'm doing. Hello. So it's, yeah. But I just, that's, y'all, that's been my prayer. Like, Lord, I just want to be used by you. I want to hear when I take my last breath, when I take my last breath on this side and wake up and exhale over there on that side, I just want to see Jesus and I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into your rest. That's my goal. My goal here, and I can honestly say my goal here is not to get married and have kids. That was my goal. That was my goal. That was my dream. My dream is I just want to make the Lord proud. I just want him to be proud of me. I just want him to be proud of me. I don't care about nothing else. I don't care about having money. I don't care about none of that stuff. I just want the Lord to be proud of me. I want to do what he wants me to do. And if that means I gotta stay in a classroom until I'm 80 years old, which I really hope it's not that. If that means that, if that means that I stay single for the rest of my life, if I don't have kids, then okay, that's what it's gonna be. I mean, I'm gonna cry a little bit about it, but at the end of the day, it's like, if this is God's will for me to just live like this, then I'm in his will. That's the greatest gift that we could ever receive, is to be in God's will. And I have been out of his will so many times. It's been so many times this year, y'all. I was in so much disobedience and still had to get on this podcast. I still had to do it. Not getting up, not doing what I'm supposed to. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm being honest. It's a battle. It's hard. It's hard walking for Christ. It's hard when you want to sleep in. It's hard when you don't feel good and you just want to rest. Like, it's hard. But I got to do it, because it's like, and I don't want to say I got to do it. I get to do it. It's a privilege to do it. But I say I got to do it because it's like, what other option is there for me? What other option is there for me? I don't have nowhere else to go. This is it. And I know there are some of you who may not believe in Jesus. And you're like, this, why are you wasting your time following Christ and you don't went through all this stuff? What if I would have went through all of this stuff and I didn't have Jesus? What hope would I have? I would have committed suicide probably already. And then on top of everything, I had to lose an ovary? Nah. And I'm not saying that to be, I'm being completely honest. Like, what hope would I have had? I wouldn't have had hope. There would have been no hope for me. The reason why I'm still here in my right mind is because of Jesus. He kept me. He kept me, and he keeps on keeping me. Even when I was deep in sin, he pulled me out of the miry clay and set my feet on a rock to stay. Like, he has set me on the rock, which is Christ, the chief cornerstone, my firm foundation. That even when the storms come and the winds blow, my foundation, it doesn't get shaken because I'm on firm foundation. My faith may get stirred. It may be shaken, but I'm on firm foundation. I know on whom I stand and in whom I believe. I know it's Jesus. And it's only because of Jesus that I'm still here. It's only because of Jesus that I'm able to get on this podcast and tell you that. It's only because of him. And if you don't have Jesus and you go through this hard stuff, the enemy is going to jump on you like white on rice and he's going to try and get you to take yourself out. I'm telling you what I know. He's going to lie to you and tell you it's no hope. He's going to tell you you ain't got no future. He's going to tell you all of this stuff and you're not going to have the Holy Spirit there to say, hey, here's the word. Speak life. Speak life. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We overcome. Do you know what it's like to be an overcomer? We're more than conquerors through him who loves us. Overcomer means that you have already done, like you're above it. You're over it. You're standing on it. We can do that through the power of Christ. Because Luke 10:19 tells us he's given us all power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So we're more than conquerors. We're overcomers. You can only be an overcomer when you have given your life to Jesus Christ. As soon as you say, Jesus, save me, you are an overcomer because you have already overcome sin and death. When you say, Jesus, save me, I give my life to you. You are an overcomer of sin and death. You're going to still have to go through it, but you've overcome it. You've overcome death because Christ, he overcame death when he rose from the grave on the third day. He overcame death and sin and shame. You don't have to worry about being condemned for your sins when you give your life to Jesus because he's already overcome condemnation. There is no, therefore, no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Whew. Y'all, let me tell y'all something. We're going into the new year this week. This week is a brand new year. Don't go into the new year. Help me, Holy Spirit. What do you want me to say? Don't go into 2026 with the weight of 2025. Drop it and walk in with nothing in your hands. Don't walk into 2026 with the weight of 2025. Why are you carrying that stuff? Let me tell y'all something. The last couple of days, all of the ties that the Lord has cut off of me, the people he's removed from my life, the situations that he has decimated, why they tried to come back? Oh, no, y'all can't go into 2026. Mm-mm. No. Only the people connected to me who are still connected to me right now at this point, those are the only people that can go into 2026 with me, connected to me. Everything else had to be cut off. And I was like, oh, I see it. Me and my friend, I got to get her on the podcast. Y'all are going to love her. I got to get her on the podcast. We're going to have to get up and talk about that. She and I were talking and we were talking about it. I said, man, yeah, this person was trying to show back up and this person sent me a text, man, like da, 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 da. I'm like, oh no, they trying to reattach themselves. As we go forward into the new year. I said, you can't come back. You cannot come. I'm going to say it in case they hear it. You cannot come back into my life. You are cut off. And I didn't cut you out. The Holy Spirit cut you out. You cannot come back. No, no, no. The blood of Jesus against you. Not even playing. Like, the blood of Jesus is against you. You cannot come back. No. Stay away from me. And I am hidden in Christ. That's how it is. Like, no. And you got to talk to the situations. And you got to talk to the people and the things that the Lord has allowed to be cut off from your life. Because they're going to try and reattach themselves to you before you go into 2026. Don't do it. Don't go back. The Bible has a verse that says, remember Lot's wife. And I just saw a post, and that post blessed me. And I said, and then it spoke to me, like, it had me, and I was looking at some of my situation. And I said, okay, that explains that. Said Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt because salt is a preserver. They use salt to preserve food during that time. So she was trying to emotionally preserve what she was leaving behind. You know, of course, she was disobedient. She looked back. But when you look a little bit deeper, it's like she was trying to emotionally preserve what she was leaving behind. I mean, you got to think about it. She was leaving behind her life that she built with her family and memories and things of that nature. She was leaving all that. That's hard, especially when you've gotten attached to it. You got attached to it. And God, a lot of times when God tells us to leave stuff alone, we got to do it swiftly and immediately. So it's like your spirit is being obedient, but your flesh is like, but wait a minute, I got to say goodbye. That's why when Jesus told that, he was telling people, you know, follow me. Oh, let me go back and tell my mama and dad. Sometimes you just don't have time. You just got to go. God tells you to move. Sometimes you just got to move. You're not going to understand it, but you just got to be obedient and go. And sometimes your flesh is going to have a hard time letting go because you got comfortable there. I do believe that's why we get shaken up. We go through storms and things like that every so often, because we'll start getting too comfortable where we are. And then when God tells us to move, we don't want to move. And then we're in disobedience. And the thing is, God is telling you to move. You moving forward into 2026. You're going into a new... You know what? Look at how this came right back to what I started with. We're getting ready to go into a new season. You can't go into the new season still holding on to the old stuff. Ooh! See how this came right back? Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see. Tying it up for the end of the podcast. You can't go into a new season still holding on to it. Imagine holding the hand of somebody on your left side. You got to go to the left, but you still holding on to something from the right side. You can't move forward with the thing on the left. You can't. In order to move forward on the thing on the left, you got to let go of what's in your right hand. You can't go into 2026. Holding on to 2026 and you still holding on to the things of 2025. You can't do it. The things of 2025 are not meant to go into 2026 with. Whatever it is that it is, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Whatever it is that God is telling you to release, to cut off, do it expeditiously. Do it with the quickness, because what I am seeing right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for this. What I'm seeing is whatever you try to take from 2025 into the new season with you. And when I say the new season, I'm not just talking about a year. It's not just a year. It is literally a new season opening up. Whatever it is that has you tied in 2025, if you take that into that new season, it's going to destroy what the Lord has for you. It's going to, and not that it, you can, you can't destroy anything that Christ has built, but what he has for you is going to cause problems, whether it's emotional ties to somebody or something, whether it is a physical tie to somebody or something, whatever it is, cut it off now. Cut it off. Like, you're going to have to, for some of you, you're going to have to cauterize it. Cauterize means burn it off. So there's no way it can grow back. Jesus, they do that in surgeries. Some surgeries, they cauterize things so it cannot grow back. Some of you are going to have to cauterize whatever it is. You're going to have to burn it with the fire of God so it can be seared never to grow back. You're going to have to do it. I saw it. It was like I don't even know what to call it, but I guess welding or something like that. Blacksmiths, they take the fire burner thing, and you can see it burning, like the it melts the stuff, and you can't do nothing with it. Like you can't, it can't keep it. So that way, like they burn the edges of it and melt it down so it's smooth. So that way it won't cut. Like, so now you can't even attach anything to it. Some of you are going to have to do that with your situation. You're going to have to do that with the situation. Don't take it into the new season. Don't take it into the new season. Because I'm telling you, because if you leave the edges and stuff jutted out, if you don't cauterize it, it's going to tear up what God has put together for you. And it's going to mess it up. Not that it can't be fixed, but it's going to be unnecessary. It's going to waste time. And you can't waste time in a new season. You can't afford to have to go back and rebuild or stitch stuff. That you can't afford that time. It's not going to be a lot of time to spend on those things, on unnecessary maintenance. It's not going to be time to spend on unnecessary maintenance. Jesus. Whew, that might just be for me. I'm telling you, like, y'all, I'm fasting. I'm fasting until the new year. Like, I do this, I started doing this last year. And, or 2023, I think I started it in the 2023 fasting going into the new year. Because that's, Jesus. So I'm going to go ahead and close out, y'all. I pray that y'all have a blessed new year. I pray that you find a church that has watch night service, spending time with the Lord. Don't be doing all that extra stuff on New Year's Eve. Spend that time with the Lord, spend that time in prayer. Y'all be safe. I pray that you have a blessed new year. I pray that the first few days of 2026 are fulfilling purpose for you. And I just want to pray with y'all before we close out. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your word that has gone forth. I thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, Father God, speaking to us through your word. Father, I thank you for the word of our testimony and allowing us to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, Father. I thank you for this new season that we're getting ready to go into, Father God. Lord, just right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, just cut off, just burn up anything that is not of you, Lord, anything that needs to be cut off from us, Lord, sever every tie in Jesus' mighty name and allow it never to come back for us. Father God, hide us under your feathers. Father God, I pray right now that you allow us to move freely into this new season that you have for us to move into, Father God. Let your will be done, Lord, in earth as it is in heaven, Father God. Father, I just thank you right now for your glory. I thank you for your covering. I thank you for your protection and your provision, Father God, in our lives. And I thank you for those who are still connected to us, who have purpose in our lives, Father God. And thank you, Lord, that you keep them as well, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. And I just pray that y'all have a great new year and a blessed rest of the week. Talk to y'all later. Love y'all. Happy New Year.